The ease with which Alima Rar had fallen under the sway of the Dark Nest during the Korribu crisis had prompted Luke to do a lot of soul-searching, and he had come to the conclusion that the Jedi had been injured by the war with the Yuuzhan Vong in ways even more serious than the deaths they had suffered. They had embraced a ruthless, anything-goes philosophy that left young Jedi Knights with no clear concept of who they were and what they stood for, that blurred the difference between right and wrong and made them far too susceptible to sinister influences. And so Luke had decided to rebuild a sense of principle in the Jedi Order, to demonstrate to his followers that a Jedi Knight was a force for good in the galaxy. If we leave now, it will make solving other problems with the colony more difficult, Luke continued. He hated having to drag Han into his quest to revitalize the Jedi, but Raynar had agreed to allow Mara, Leia, and the others to leave peacefully only if Luke and Han remained on Wotaba until the Jedi found a remedy for the Fizz. We have to build some trust, or we'll only have more pirates and Black Mambrosia coming out of these nests. Han scowled. Luke, you just don't understand bugs, he said. Trust isn't that big in their way of seeing things.
Captain Solo is quite correct.
C-3PO remained halfway up the ramp.
I haven't been able to identify a word for trust or honor in any of their native languages. It really would be wiser to flee.
Nice try, 3PO, Mara said, stepping to Luke's side. But you may as well come back down here. We're staying. As the droid clanked reluctantly down the ramp, Luke turned to Mara. Mara, I think I'm not leaving here without you, Luke. Leia touched Mara's elbow. Mara, the Dark Nest wants you dead. Staying on Wotaba will only make Luke and Han targets along with you. Mara's eyes grew narrow and angry, but she dropped her chin and sighed. I hate this, she said. It makes me feel like a coward.
Coward? Mara Jade Skywalker?
Saba snorted.
That is just rock-headed. Leaving is the best thing you can do for Master Skywalker and Han.
Yeah, but before you go, I want to know who this Daxar Eyes was, Han said. I've never heard of him.
You wouldn't have. He was one of Palpatine's private accountants, Mara answered. He embezzled 2 billion credits from the Emperor's personal funds and stashed it in accounts all over the galaxy.
Han whistled. Brave guy.
Foolish guy, Saba corrected. He believed he could deceive the Emperor?
Mara shrugged. You'd be surprised how many people believed that, she said. And Daxar Eyes was a strange man. All that money, and I found him living in a shabby twilight-level apartment on Coruscant. He never left the planet. Maybe he lost the list of accounts, or couldn't get to it, Leia suggested. That would explain why you couldn't find it.
Maybe,
Mara said. But the Emperor didn't think so. Eyes knew where one of the accounts was. He made a withdrawal, and that's how I tracked him down. Though Mara showed no outward sign of her feelings, Luke could sense how much she disliked talking about that part of her life, how angry she grew when she thought of how the Emperor had manipulated her trust, and how sad it made her to recall her victims. He took her in his arms, silently reminding her that that part of her life was long over, and kissed her. "Go back to the Academy," Luke said. Silgo will need you on Ossus to tell her everything you can remember about the Fizz. Han and I will be fine. Mara pulled herself back and forced a smile. You'd better be telling the truth, Skywalker.
This one will make sure of it.
Saba passed the stasis jar to Mara.
She is also staying.
No way, Han said. You'll make the bugs think we're up to something. Raynar picked me to stay with Luke because he figured one Jedi Master would be more than enough to watch.
And because he knows you are disturbed by insects,
Saba said.
This one does not like the way this feels, Han. Raynar is showing a cruel streak.
So it seems, Luke said. He reached out with the Force, urging the Barrible to board the Falcon with the others. But Han's right. We don't want to make the Killix suspicious of us.
If you wish, Master Skywalker, Saba said. You are the Long Fang here.